Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It's the show where every day I drive from one place to another and try to get to the point. Today's point, it's kind of a smaller one, but it's been something that's been on my mind for a while. I think that we need more ecological games, like more environmental disaster or environmental RTS style games. I've been like working on a piece, and this kind of falls under the same category as a piece that I wrote a couple weeks ago now about like where have all the fitness games gone. And I've been kind of struggling to find good ecological games that are kind of fun and compelling. I mean, not even fun and compelling. I've been struggling to find ecological games, period. And then the ones that I have found are slight, or they're like kind of simple in their execution. The two that come to mind, and I mean, I like both of these games, so I mean, don't get it twisted, but the two that I've been thinking about a lot, and I've re-downloaded one of them, is Spilled, a Kickstarter game. I think it's out now on Steam. I played the demo a while back, and it is a delightful, small, little game. It plays kind of like Dredge, except you're a little boat, and you have a water hose, and you have a vacuum-style thing, and you drive around these small waterways cleaning up pollution. And you'll pick up barrels, or you'll scoop up some oil, and you'll clean up these waterways and slowly watch the water kind of turn nice, and you'll see fish repopulate, and it'll get clean and sparkly. The other game that I just recently re-downloaded after playing through, I was hoping that they added more levels, but I don't think they have, is Terra Nil, which is a, like, post-eco-apocalypse game. And the whole gameplay of that is that it is a, it reminds me of something like Age of Empires almost, where you are plopping down buildings, or structures, I guess, and each one of them has a different thing that they do. So you'll need power, which will be solar or wind, and then you'll need to kind of have carbon scrubbers that will clean up the atmosphere. You'll need stuff that will kind of return the soil back to its non-polluted state, clean up water, and then kind of the cool angle on that game is that it's all autonomous, so you kind of play as this, like, eye-in-the-sky computer person who just is, like, dropping all these things down and then watching your drone army kind of clean up the earth. And then the end of each level is backing out of your work. And it was never, like, a difficult thing to do. I think they could have gone a little bit further with the challenge of it. But basically, you plop down all of the buildings, and the way that you end a level is that you clean up the entire map, and you kind of deal with all of the interlocking components. And then once you clean everything up, you have to smartly disassemble all of the things that you put down. So it's kind of this message of, you know, only use what you need to, because you're going to have to take it all apart anyways. And also that, you know, the structures that you place on this planet are temporary, so they should be, you know, useful. And then when their use is no longer necessary, you can remove them. And now you have a beautiful green earth that is repopulated with the animals that once lived there. And I think both Spilled and Terra Nil they're good, fun games that are worth spending. I mean, each one of them, I think, is probably, I mean, Spilled is probably an hour-ish long. And then I think Terra Nil, it probably took me the first time just playing on my phone every once in a while, like less than 3 or 4 hours to finish. And they're kind of small games. And I've been thinking about it a bit more with something like Death Stranding. And with Death Stranding 2 coming out now. And it seems like we are getting this shift, kind of. of telling, like, we're, I think we're slipping out of the, like, Studio Ghibli, this, the Howl's Moving Castle or whatever is, or Ponyo maybe, is an environmental allegory. And instead we, I think, just as, like, people who play games, we need to make this shift to, like, okay, well, this is no longer allegory. Like, it's fun that we have a good story here about a diehard man, etc. But, like, ultimately, we need to just, like, I feel that being more explicit about the coming climate apocalypse and, like, just getting it out there in a, like, video game forum is a way to kind of acknowledge the, like, downward, I guess, like, slide we're in, we have been in. And I also think that, you know, that's a bummer. Like, that sucks. Like, that's not a fun, it's not a fun time that you want to spend in your video game world. But the other side of that is, and I think this is where something like Terra Nil and Spilled come in, and even that, that survival game Solarpunk that came out earlier this year too, is that I think that video games have the ability to inspire people to either to do things, to think things, or to actually, you know, do action. And I think that there is something to be said about, you know, I mean, the awful version of this, right, is you look at America's Army. For the longest time was used as a recruiting tool. Who knows how successful that actually was? But the, you know, the esports of first-person shooters to get you to sign up to join the Army is, like, at least a pipeline the Army had planned to use and had been using, whether it was successful or not. And I think that you can use those tactics, like the ability of using video games as an impetus to do something in the real world. And you don't need to be, like, a bum. Like, you know, you can do it however you would like. But I think that there is something to this idea that, like, oh, we see all these, you know, social fishing games, and people are thinking about fishing now. Or you see, like, this thing that I continue to talk about is that that gacha game that came out, or had, like, an expansion a couple weeks ago, that is, like, pushing more copies of Dante's Divine Comedy. Like, we are seeing games as being things that will push for real-world action, whether that is, you know, consumerism, or that is going to watch The Last of Us show because you liked The Last of Us video game. And I think that there is something about, like, that space that gets us invested in a world state or in a mechanic even, and gets us to, you know, see something in a different light. Like, I thought about going to a climbing gym after playing Jusant, you know? Like, I think that there are ways that we can use games as a catalyst for people to look at something differently and maybe explore what it is to be ecological and, you know, explore what it's like to live in a walkable city, what it's like to run high-speed rail or, like, Planet, and, like, use games as a way to not just be, you know, fun entertainment time, but also, like, teach us something about the world, because we see that is, you know, how some of this stuff is working already. I just feel like the environmental game has not really kicked off yet. Like, we see some of it, but, like, where is my, you know, in the way of My Summer Car or, you know, Farming Simulator, like, where is Wind Turbine Engineer Simulator, you know? Like, where is, like, Civil Planner Simulator with something like City Skylines? And these are all bad ideas, I acknowledge that. But I think that there's something to using games as, like, a positive way to, you know, enact change in the world, especially when the world continues to be dour, and, you know, finding outlets to find hope is something that I feel like we could all use a little bit more of. But yeah, that's going to be today's episode. It was a pretty quick one, but hey, you know, quick thoughts, quick driving, good commute. Thanks for hanging out with me on this drive this morning. This has been Point to Point. I have been Phil, and I am part of 70% Complete, a website, a YouTube channel, and two podcasts and a website now. Blogs and reviews are up on the website, 70%complete.com. Join us on the Discord to give us a chat. Hit me up on Blue Sky if there's a topic that you would like to be discussed on one of these episodes. I'm always open to suggestions. Turns out doing a daily show is hard to come up with good ideas. Get at me. And then also go to 70%complete.com. Lots of articles there. A lot of it is stuff about the games industry. And, you know, if you like this discussion about eco games or, you know, wanting more of it, go check out that, you know, Where the Fitness Games post. I enjoyed writing that one, and I think it has a lot in common with this one. But I have to catch this train, so we'll see you later. Thanks for hanging out with me this morning, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye!